against Saturday at 4 o'clock. Again, thank you for very, very much for listening, and have a wonderful rest of the weekend. Take care, WMFO Medford.
1, 2, 3, 4. From the 60s, the time of Louie Louie and Little Latin Loopy Lou. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I know we can't have those times back again, but we can have parties like there were then. We need more parties in the USA. We need more parties in the USA. Could there be block parties about which I don't know? Maybe there. Neighborhoods where I don't go. Could there be all these parties down some little lane with potato chips sitting there and guitars playing? We need more parties in the USA. Well, my friends were having a party round about 9 o'clock.
Round about 9 o'clock.
Down in Huntington Beach when the police knocked. But the officer said somebody called up complaining, everybody get walking. He said, go home, go home, go home, go home. He said, go home, go home, go home. And that's no good for parties in the USA. That's no good for Papa Papa Lupelu. Staying home or yeah. Not having fun. Oh. A cold, cold era has begun.
Hey.
Now things were bad before.
Yeah.
There was lots of loneliness.
Oh.
But in 1965, things were not like this. When we had hang on, super, super hang on. Oh, yeah. And Papa Lupe Lu. Yeah. Or shake it, shake it, shake it, Lupe. There'll be block parties of which I know not. Wild beach parties round some open flame. I know there's gotta be parties, oh I'll bet there's a lot. But the USA has changed somehow that I can't name. He said go home, go home, go home, go home. He said go home, go home, go home. And that's no good for parties in the USA. California, who hate the beach and things. I think they'd rather watch TV than hear a real person sing. Of course, nowadays at parties, you got louder stereo equipment. So now if the party's too loud, it's like a radioactive shipment. I say nowadays at parties, for example, you got louder stereo bass. So now if the thing's too loud, it's like a toxic cleanup case. Well, nowadays at parties, you know, you got louder stereos, right? So now if it's out. It's like a noxious chemical set. Well, parties in the USA. He said, go home, go home, go home. Oh, yeah, parties in the USA. Didn't see me, but these friends of mine in Huntington Beach, they weren't loud when the officers entered. I mean, these officers, man, they weren't billow. I mean, they were so uncentered. They said, go home, go home, go home. That's no good for
It is 5:06 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. That was Dinosaur Jr. with their newest single, Hold Unknown. Yes, that's right. Dinosaur Jr. is still writing and producing new music. I'm Thomas Keller, and that means that this is Herd Mentality. This week we are wrapping up and picking up where we left off 2 weeks ago. Sorry, I was out of town last weekend. I was down in the great city of Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. It's very nice this time of year. It was cloudy the whole time, and it only rained for most of it. So a wonderful weekend in Philly with the Tufts Chamber Singers and Concert Choir, a very interesting chip. So good to be back. Good to be back in the studio here. Today we will hopefully have two guests joining us later on in the show. But until then, we are going to cruise through some of the best music of 2018, picking up where we left off last 2 weekends ago. Yes. So you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. This is Tufts Freeform Radio. We're going to listen to some tunes.
that night for a while. I know that I'm very new in town, and I'm so scared my past will run me down for good. But when
the eagle-eared listeners out there might recall that that is the wonderful Anna Birch, the singer-songwriter out of Detroit, Michigan, off of her first and only solo album, Quit the Curse. Wonderful stuff there. Yeah, happy to play her again and kind of hear more of what's really good this year. So yeah, this is Herd Mentality. I'm Thomas Keller. We'll be cruising through some more songs during this hour and hopefully have a couple guests joining later on if they get into town in time. But until that time, we'll just sit back and enjoy a little more of really good new music. No, it's not 1993 again. That is The Breeders, and they have new music. Crazy. That is The Breeders' newest album. It's called All Nerve. Hearing there, the wonderful Kim Deal. Kim Deal, the former bassist of Pixies, if you are not familiar with The Breeders. She's been kicking around, creating great stuff since, the 80s. So that album came out yesterday. So hopefully I am bringing this to you for the first time. It is my honor to disseminate such wonderful music. Classic, you know, such important 90s rockers, The Breeders there. Great to hear them still making cool new music. And why not? We'll listen to a little more, maybe.
I'm not afraid to die.
fantastic stuff right there. If you're just tuning in, this is Herd Mentality. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Thomas Keller, and we are cruising through some of the best new music so far in 2018. That was The Breeders with Wait in the Car off their newest album, All Nerve. Before that, we were listening to Anna Birch, and before that, we heard the first track released by Dinosaur Jr. this year. So yeah, cruising on through. For my next couple songs here, we're going to add a touch of local flair. So we'll see. If you know the artist, then good for you. If not, I'll tell you after the songs. Sound good? All right. There we have Boston's own Wunderbar. They are a wonderful indie rock band out of Boston here. And they're actually playing the Sinclair tonight in Cambridge. So if you have the motivation to get out on this blustery evening, go see them. Because they are great and rock and should be supported. So you know what? They're so good. I might actually play some more of their music. You know what? You've convinced me. All right, we're doing it.
You said to me, I don't ever wanna be.
Yeah.
That was Wrapping Up, a song by Wunderbar, Boston's own Wunderbar. That was Diver off their new album, Smell Smoke. Again, you can see them playing. They're playing at the Sinclair tonight in Cambridge. They have two other albums before this one, so they have plenty of material. So feel free to go check them out. There's just so much going on. And my guests have just arrived. We're going to chat with them in a second on the show. But before we do, we're going to listen to a little more music. So stick around and you'll hear from our surprise guests here on 91.5 FM, Herd Mentality. Was the second most famous person from Bon Iver. That was S. Carey off of his solo album, 100 Acres. That apparently just came out this year. And he's playing at Great Scott on March 31st in Austin, if you'd like to check out his mellow, dulcet vibes. But in more recent and pressing news, my two guests have arrived. Mr. Sean Delaney and Aiden Shumway, welcome to Herd Mentality, guys.
Hello. Thank you.
They were so nice. They made the trek down here from Vermont. How was the drive, guys?
The old 802.
Yeah.
It was good. Nice.
Good stuff.
Weather was fine.
It's fine?
Yeah, I thought it was warmer in the south.
Yeah. Just as windy and possibly colder.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's been very, very windy here, in case you haven't noticed. I thought I was going to get hit by a plane because everything was just falling out of the sky yesterday. It was very terrifying.
Yeah, we were on your street and about half a tree was down.
Half a tree?
Yeah.
Where was the rest of the tree?
At least half.
It was down. Oh, it was up still.
It was
okay.
Crossed. Yeah, still up.
That's It'll good. Be down tonight, though. Mark my words.
Oh, dear. That tree's getting down tonight? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful. I'm going to put you guys on hold for a second. I have to do a quick public service announcement that is in no way related to anything that we're talking about. Good segue, right? All right, this is plugging the Balkan Music Night that is occurring on Saturday, March 18th. So if you like Balkan music, so that'll be Albania, Bosnia, Bulgaria, Croatia. No, it's Croatia. I know what I'm talking about. Greece, Macedonia, Serbia, or the others that are not listed on my sheet here. They will be having a Balkan Music Night on Saturday, March 17th in Concord, Mass. It's at the Performing Arts Center at 51 Walden in Concord, Mass. So if you want to check out the event and hear more about it, go to Balkan, B-A-L-K-A-N, Music Night, NIGHT.com. And you can learn all about it. And that is all I have to say on the matter.
You'll see me there.
Yeah. All right. Sure. Aiden will be there. So if you want a buddy, just get in touch with him. I'll post his personal information on the internet so everyone can find it.
I'll be wearing a red onesie.
I would expect nothing less. So yeah, guys, you're in the studio here today. We have a good 10 minutes to chat about your expertise and what you're bringing to the world. Okay. What would you like to share with us today? Any reviews? Any opinions?
Reviews. Well, since I've been out of college, I've had a lot of time.
Oh yeah, tell us about yourself, Aiden. You're okay. A recent college graduate.
Yeah, so I graduated last May from Colorado College.
Colorado College. What state's that in?
I forget. You know, it's been so long.
Utah.
Somewhere out there.
Okay, cool.
I've been back living at home, back in BT.
Wonderful.
Oh yeah. Trying to survive. making my way down here every once in a while.
Making your way downtown?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I get it.
But I've had a lot of time, you know, seeing some movies.
Very cool.
Most recent movie I saw was Shape of Water.
Shape of Water. How was the Shape of Water?
Dang good.
Was it droplet shaped?
There are a few drops in it.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of water.
Confusing. All right.
Homage.
Homage to what?
Homage to water and its shapes. It's many shapes. You know?
Okay. So is this a thumbs down? Is this a thumbs medium? Is this a thumbs up?
I thought it was great. Sean, did you see it?
I did not.
Not yet.
Okay, Sean did not see
it. We're going to see it again then.
Okay. So maybe that's what we'll do after the show.
Give it a look.
Go check out The Shape of Water. Tell everybody a little about yourself, Sean. You've just made a huge life move.
Oh, yeah. Moved to L.A.
L.A., the city of... Angeles.
Angles.
Mm-hmm. How are the angles out there?
They're not bad.
Not bad?
Not bad at all.
Not too oblique?
No.
That's cute.
Yeah, it's a cute.
Just really great radio here, everybody.
Weather's nice. It's winter, so it's not too hot yet.
Okay. How does it compare to the wonderful New England weather we're experiencing?
Yeah, my ears were pretty cold on the walk over.
Oh, no.
I de-acclimated over there.
you lost all your hearty New England blood.
He's so tanned.
For everybody, Sean is the whitest person you'll ever meet, and this is tan for him.
I think I'm probably white.
Okay, it's a toss-up. So yeah, Sean, what have you been up to lately? Any recent opinions?
No.
New
really.
New podcasts, new
listening to Mysterious Universe.
Mysterious
I like that
Universe.
One. It's a great one.
And what do they talk about in Mysterious Universe?
Yeah, talking about Russian cosmonauts, and they're always up to something.
You mean they're always up to something?
Yeah.
You're a porn a pun master. Excuse me. A pun master.
And he's talking about Slender Man as well.
Oh, Slender Man.
Yeah.
How is the Slender Man?
He's pretty slender.
Still at large? Well, at tall. Maybe not so at wide.
He's not wide.
He's doing well.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, is that good if Slender Man's doing well?
No.
Or is it bad?
Well, no, it's kind of interesting. The podcast talked about the kind of the collective reality we've exposed ourselves to as kind of thinking about Slender Man and thinking about these demons and making them real through our collective reality. It's kind of interesting.
Are you saying that we make Slender Man real?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
It was created as like a competition for some type of blog on the internet.
For everybody who doesn't know at home, Slender Man is a very tall, spooky man with long, slender fingers who is known to be mean to children.
He doesn't have a face.
Oh, and he does not have a face. I would describe his face to you, but...
But he's got long arms.
He's got long arms, much like the U.S. judicial system. Okay. Yikes, so Slender Man is on the loose in our collective consciousness, and apparently the Shape of Water is not as round as I would have thought.
It's good. You should see it.
Okay. Definitely. I'll check it out. Yeah. It's multifaceted then. Mm-hmm. Oof, many facets. All right, we'll take a quick break, and then we'll tie this all back together with, I don't know, some truisms, some more banter. Thank you for sticking with us here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back. This is Herd Mentality. I'm here in the studio once again with Sean Delaney and Aiden Shumway, and we are all wearing quarter zip fleeces. We just realized.
Ooh, tell us more, Thomas.
Well, see, mine is a Levi's brand, but yours collectively are far more interesting. Aiden's, yours says Svalbard.
Oh yeah,
what is Svalbard?
It's from my recent trip. After I graduated, I was lucky enough to be able to travel up north.
Up north,
about as far as I've ever been.
78 degrees.
Yeah, it says right here. Doesn't
he is labeled as 78 degrees north.
Yeah, it's a really cool place. Pretty desolate, but there's a lot of snow up there. A lot of bears as well, Sean.
Nice.
Bears?
That's
snow?
Correct. Yeah.
Bears. What nation is Svalbard a part of?
It's part of Norway.
Part of Norway? How'd they get that?
Yeah, I don't know.
They just went there and they took it?
They just have been up there for so long.
Vikings or something.
Yeah.
That's true, Vikings.
They got around.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's kind of cool, actually, because you can, if you go there to live, you can work without a visa.
In Svalbard?
In Svalbard.
But what can you actually do in Svalbard?
Exactly. See, that's the problem. Ski.
Ski? You can be a professional skier.
Yes.
Okay. And for those of us who don't have that skill set, maybe Svalbard's not for us.
Coal mining.
Coal mining?
Yeah.
They have coal mining there?
Yeah, Russian coal mining.
In Norway?
In Svalbard.
You're telling me. In Svalbard, which is a part of Norway, there was Russian coal mining.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
A few of them are abandoned, too. Extremely it's kind of cool.
Suspicious.
You can go exploring for days.
Does Norway know about this?
I tried to tell them, but I don't speak Norwegian.
Russians, they're hacking our elections, and they're hacking Norwegian coal mines.
Mm. Interesting.
What will they get up to next? Sorry, Russians, if you're listening. It's not personal.
But I can't make it political. I was going to make it political.
And we're trying to keep it a level playing field here. The Russian people are very strong and noble as well. Does that sound fair? All right, we got it. We covered it. Sean, yours is a St. Lawrence skiing sweatshirt.
It sure is.
It's a wonderful burnt What would you call that?
Red crimson.
Red crimson.
Ooh, that's
something
good.
Like
yeah.
That. Modeled.
Yeah.
Modeled.
Modeled red crimson.
It's got like two tones.
This is good radio.
Yeah.
Straight from Patagucci.
It is.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Jesse Diggins.
Diggins.
Chicken Randall.
Incredible.
Class acts. For everybody who doesn't know what we're talking about, the two Olympians just won the first ever American gold medal in cross-country skiing.
In the team sprint.
The team sprint. Sean, you watched the event.
Sure.
Walk us
did.
Through it. Play by play. Ooh. Blow by blow.
Yeah, it was kind of cat and mouse the whole way.
Mm-hmm. Who was their competition?
Merit Bjergen, the absolute titan from Norway.
Oh.
Most decorated Olympian in Winter Games.
My goodness.
And the Swede, who had just come off winning gold in the individual sprint.
Gotcha.
And that's who Diggins beat to the line for the gold medal.
Was that the first ever medal that the U.S. has?
Bill Koch had silver, but there was speculation. It was like the Norwegians messed up their wax or something. Koch didn't.
If it comes down to the wax, you still win.
There's a great
he's a legend.
Did you read the article in the New York Times about the wax culture in Norway, as far as the wax culture.
So apparently, this is a Norwegian show, everybody. I don't know how it became one. Herd mentality. We're talking Norway. Wax culture.
Yeah, so everyone else had about like 1.5 tenths of like wax tents in preparation for the skiing events, but Norway has seven.
Seven wax tents.
Seven wax tents.
And they really nailed it too. Their skis were flying.
Flying.
Yeah.
So, wow.
They dominated the men's competition on all fronts.
Sheesh.
That young dude, right?
Yeah. One of them was Kruger, the other, I forget his name, Kleibo.
Kleibo?
Kleibo.
Yeah?
He's a real up-and-comer. Three golds in his first games.
No.
Not bad.
Kids these days.
That's intense.
What can't they do? Yeah.
He would kind of ski around and just mess with people, like pretend to make a pass and then look at him. Drop back and then just devastate them.
Something mean about their moms as
he
flew by in Norwegian.
Yeah, there's a surprising amount of trash talk in the men's sprint.
Yeah.
The men's Nordic sprint.
Try and throw each other off.
It's a head game.
Yeah.
My goodness. All right. So Norway, who, as I learned at pub trivia the other night, does have the most medals of any country in the Winter Games.
Winter Olympics.
And they clearly
top the charts again.
Are
time.
Still up to the task.
Wow, cool.
How about that? I did watch, the only event that I did see a lot of was slalom snowboarding. It was like the head-to-head slalom snowboarding.
Yeah.
Except every time, so there was a blue side and a red side.
And the red side was always fast.
Always won.
Always.
How did nobody stop it? I was watching this for like an hour. And you're like, okay, if I'm a betting man, I'm going to bet on the red team. And almost every time, there was one time the blue team won. Or the blue skier won.
Yeah,
they won by like a thousandth of a second.
Can't make it.
And there was like huge mistakes on the red side.
Yeah. Sorry, this is in no way related to the American political culture. That is just a other way people use color to describe things. For everybody who doesn't know, Sean is wearing red. Aiden is kind of bluish. So this is fair. We got both sides kind of covered here.
Thomas all right. Scott Green.
Yeah, I'm right in the middle. I'm the neutral voice here.
Yeah.
Not picking sides. Just saying. If you were the red snowboarder, maybe you didn't deserve gold. I don't know.
Herd mentality.
Hey, that's the name of the show. He figured it out. All right, we got two more minutes here to wrap up. But I think we don't have really much left to say. Mm. So we'll play us out with the latest Belle and Sebastian song off their latest album. I'm not even supposed to pronounce songs, but you know what? It's already done. Here you go. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Herd Mentality on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Aiden Shumway, Sean Delaney, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us on.
Here we are just trying to be flatmates. Here we are just trying to sophisticate. Be an adult trying not to fall in love. Be a human trying not to stand out. Here we are just trying to be neighbors. You embed me still with the painters. Smoking out the window at the Magpies. Trying to work out what's the truth and what's the lie.